This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, July 20th. God's word for you today is word and name. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 34, verse 5 to 6, and it says, "Then the Lord came down in a cloud and stood there with him, and he called out his own name, Yahweh. The Lord passed in front of Moses, calling out, Yahweh, the Lord, the God of compassion and mercy. I am slow to anger and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness." You prophesy your destiny in three ways, and the first way is through the words that you speak. My grandmother taught us to always have the last say. She taught us to talk back and have the final say. It is deep spiritually, and we have to teach our children to counter negative pronouncements said over them. Counter it politely. 2 Kings 7 verse 1 to 2 says, "Elisha replied, listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord says. By this time tomorrow, in the market of Samaria, 6 quarts of choice flour will cost only 1 piece of silver, and 12 quarts of barley grains will cost only 1 piece of silver." The officer assisting the king said to the man of God, "That couldn't happen, even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven." But Elisha replied, "You will see it happen with your own eyes, but you won't be able to eat any of it." Spiritual warfare. Elisha is declaring what God has said, and the man is prophesying something contrary. What did Elisha do? He ensured that he had the last word. Unfortunately, like we see with the officer in this scripture, every time people disdain God's word, they see it come to pass, but they do not partake in it. You will see it and you will become a part of it in the name of Jesus. Logic will not wreck your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Watch the words that you speak. The second way to prophesy your destiny is the name that you bear. To prophesy your destiny, the name that you bear is so powerful. Guess what? People join you to prophesy your destiny anytime they call you that name. There are certain names I wonder how parents give those names to their children. How can you call your child "he that comes from the masquerade" or "he that the devil gave birth to"? Some people's name actually means sorrow. Just let's say the person's name is Mara, for example. Every time someone calls Mara, they are prophesying. Similarly, if the person's name is Joy, every time someone says Joy, they are prophesying. A name like God Loves Me, for example, is a very special name because it is a double-edged sword. Such names bless the one you call and bless you too. My parents were in the spirit when they gave me that name. When you call me, you are reinforcing and prophesying into my life, and you are also prophesying into your own life. God said to Abraham in Genesis 17 verse 5, "What's more, I am changing your name. It will no longer be Abram. Instead, you will be called Abraham, for you will be the father of many nations." Abram also means father, but it means exalted father. It was not a bad name, but it still did not paint the picture of what God wants for his destiny. Many of us have good names, but it is not great enough to carry your destiny. But God looked at him, and you are the father of multitudes. God had to change his name and give him a name that was commensurate to his destiny. Nothing prophesies your destiny more accurately than your name. Nothing. Let us pray. Father, give me a name that speaks your heart and plan for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.